Hi Debbie, it's Graham Cumming from the Stokes Collection. How are you? Excellent, thank you. I just need to run something past you, and I don't know whether is it best to talk with you or should I talk to Dean, or what would you say? Dean? Oh. Oh, that's not the way to put it. Well, all right then. Dean's aware of some of this. It's the nursing home that we've got down in Glen Huntly Road, Elstonwick. And I think we had when you came up with Dean and we sat down, you and Erica and you and Dean and Erica and myself, and we went through all of the policies. We did a review of them all some time ago. And I think we did mention this place. Bottom line is, we've never held a policy for this place because all of those issues were covered by the tenant, who's been there since day one, about sort of 15 years or so. And we were looking at whether we should actually put our own policy in place on the building itself. And every year she just presented us with evidence of what the insurance that she had. And so from our point of view, we sort of handled it that way. Deb, can I just grab this call or get a number and call them back, and I'll put you on hold for a second? Sorry. Good morning, the Stokes Collection and Forest Glade Gardens. After all of that, it was just some, cold calling sort of people trying to sell solar panels or something. Sorry about that. Anyway, to cut a long story short, what we've, for various reasons, we've decided to sell the property. So we're going through at the moment, our lawyer is drawing up the sale contract. But we've hit a bit of a hurdle, one of which is a bit messy to resolve, but we're working on that. But the other one involves insurance. So basically what we need to have is an insurance policy on the property so that we can show, public liability and that sort of stuff, just as so it can all be incorporated, folded into the contract. The other part I don't think I'll even bother you with because it's so damn complicated, but because the building is made up of 45 different rooms for each of the residents, or inmates as I call them, which is not very nice, but that's the way I feel about some of them sometimes. I'm just going through paperwork here to get the details. So 45 rooms. So from a building perspective, with the State Revenue Office, they've been classed for years, since day one, as individual buildings, if you like. But since we're a not-for-profit, we've never had to pay land tax on them. So it's just government departments creating paperwork to keep themselves occupied. But now that we're selling the place, we've been told by our legal people who are doing the contract that it needs to have an owner's corporation. It's certainly an owner's corporation plan of some kind, and we've never had that because from day one, this resident, this business operator has been the only tenant, and she's looked after all those sorts of things. However, we're sorting out the owner's corporation part. What I've come to you guys for is we need to look at setting up some sort of policy that covers stuff like public liability, so that's Section 32 of the Sale of Land Act, insurance, let me see. We note the exemption would apply to CSE's OC if it was exempt from having to procure insurance for the common property. In this regard, only owners corporations for a two-lot subdivision are exempt from insurance requirements. Well, this is classed as literally not two lots. It's a 45-lot property, even though it's not. It's 45 rooms in one building. So I guess what I'm really doing is just making you aware of this, and we're, according to our lawyers, we're going to need some sort of insurance coverage. Whether that's got to make mention of body corporate or not, I do not know. But would you have any thoughts on this, or is this something maybe that only somebody like a dean can sort of fill in gaps for? Yep. It has. Our understanding is it covers everything internally, like public liability, the building, etc. That's why Cyril never insured it right from the start, because that was the arrangement she had. And so it's just because we inherited all of this. It's just every year she's provided us with a certificate of currency for the insurance she holds on the property. So we've not ever done it. Although we did talk that day with you and Dean about potentially putting our own policy on the building anyway, because she's been a terrible tenant and we're glad to be seeing the last of her, but this is just the last hiccup in getting rid of her, you know? Yep. Yes. I believe so, yes. We're certainly named on the insurance. Yeah, the Stokes Collection Limited is on it, because we went back to her last, in the last year or so, and this might have been why we started to talk about it with you guys. We noted that when she presented the most recent notification to us that of her insurance, it was named as, it wasn't named as the Stokes Collection Limited, it was named as Linnaeus May Nominees, and that was the company that Cyril had had everything under since day one in 2010, or whenever the place was built, 2010. And of course now, when Cyril set up the Stokes Collection, all of that was folded into the Stokes Collection. But somehow along the line, that name hadn't changed. We had that change, so it is now the Stokes Collection Limited, not Linnaeus May. So that satisfies us for our purposes. But it's just for this, because of this OC issue that's been highlighted, we just thought, look, let's get out there and get our own insurance organised on the building public liability, just so that it's not going to be another hurdle we've got to go through in completing the sale. Yes. Right, okay. Maybe what I should do is get out what she has given us in terms of insurance and get you guys to have a look at that. Yep. Well, she's done that. Yeah, she has done that, because the most recent renewal that she... Sorry? Yeah. Is covered by that as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me get, Erica might have it in her files, just the latest notification from Helen about what insurance she holds for the building and the business, etc. And if I get that to you, or Erica, get Erica to send it to you, that will be a good starting point, hey? I'm suspecting, Deb, that she won't have the vaguest idea of what she's set up or what somebody has set up for her. You know, she's been the tenant from hell literally all the way through this, and we're glad to be finally seeing the last of her. We've got people clamouring to buy the building, and we were about to launch an expression of interest from people, and she's gone off in the background and done a deal with a nursing home, large corporation, which has got properties all over the country, and they've moved in and they want to buy it from us. And basically she's talking about retiring or just getting out of it, or she's completely lost with the technicalities and all of the formalities that are involved. And she saw these people as potentially her saviour, but the reality is they're just a greedy company that just wants to get their hand on the property. We've had enough for the last few months of the going backwards and forwards with offers and counter-offers and legal issues that they keep raising, or Helen's the manager of the business in there at Graceland, that she's hired a lawyer and he's been meddling and trying to look after her, but more than anything trying to feather his own nest. And in the meantime, we've got this corporate, this major company with dozens and dozens of properties around the country coming directly to us and just want to buy it outright. Well, we're happy to sell it. We've virtually agreed on prices. It's just now we're doing the contract of sale, but this issue has cropped up with the owner's corporation and insurance. Let me get Erica to send to you what we have in terms of insurance on the place. Then you can say, do we need to do something else, or is that going to be adequate for what the lawyer needs for the contract? And we can go from there. How's that? Exactly. Yeah. And if what she's got doesn't cover the building or is not adequate, we want to as quickly as we can set up something that will cover it while the sale goes through. Yeah, just a certificate of currency or something like that. That's all the lawyers talked about. No, that's all right. We can do that. Exactly. Yeah. No, I understand that. Yeah. All right. I'll get Erica to send you what she has in terms of insurance for, it's called Graceland Manor. Yeah. Oh, okay, Deb. Yep. And we'll talk. Thank you very much. Now, where's Dean overseas? What's he doing? Whereabouts? Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. How long is he away for? Oh, that's good. Good holiday, decent holiday. Yeah. And how long's he been gone for? Oh, so he's only just started. Oh, great. All right, well, I'll get Erica onto this and hopefully she'll get it back to you ASAP and we can just talk and go from there. Thanks, Deb. Bye-bye. Bye.